New York currently has 5 offshore wind projects in the works. They're set to power over 2 million New York City and Long Island homes. U.S. Congressman Tom Suozzi of New York hosted an event about it at Long Island University. He says he's working to make sure offshore wind stimulates the regional economy.
Wind energy is a win for the environment. We want it to be a win for business. We want it to be a win for big business, big suppliers, big developers. We want it to be a win for local suppliers right here on Long Island throughout New York. We want people to make money off of going in to the wind business.
Suozzi also noted the potential for offshore wind projects to create strong union jobs. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, Connecticut is accepting hundreds of Afghan refugees. A Suffolk police officer has been arrested, and New York's digital divide. Happy Friday, I'm Sabrina Garone. State officials say Connecticut is accepting over 300 Afghan refugees who have fled the Taliban takeover of their country. The first are expected to arrive in the state next week. WSHU's Ebang Udama has more.
Governor Ned Lamont says Connecticut has a long history of accepting refugees. He urges residents to help the state's immigrant resettlement agencies welcome the Afghan families.
I don't know if it's a food basket. I don't know if it's a book bag. Maybe it's just a friendly ear to say we welcome you to the state of Connecticut.
Susan Schnitzer heads the Connecticut Institute for Refugees and Immigrants in Bridgeport. She says their immediate need is financial donations and housing.
There have been a lot of lovely families who have offered to host a family in their home. But given the myriad of circumstances, it is best if we could find apartments so families could live independently.
She says the 310 refugees coming to Connecticut have been thoroughly vetted and are now at military bases in the U.S. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
Suffolk County District Attorney's Office arrested a Suffolk police officer for failing to respond to emergency calls and then falsifying reports claiming he did respond. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
Matthew Drury has been on the force since 2016 and worked in the 4th Precinct. District Attorney Tim Sini says he failed to show up to 6 calls. 2 of them were emergency requests from senior citizens. One complained of chest pain and another was unresponsive. Drury filed reports saying that he did show up. He was suspended without pay. He earned $101,000 in 2020. Drury's lawyer said in a statement that these allegations are inconsistent with his years of service in the Marines, NYPD, and the Suffolk PD. If convicted, the maximum sentence is 4 years in prison. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
One million New York households struggle with accessing the internet, including some Long Islanders. That's coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
On Long Island, the 110 homeowners with property on Trunk Beach in Amagansett are now responsible for maintaining it and can file trespassing complaints against visitors. Property owners first sued the town of East Hampton in 2009 to prevent the public from driving on the beach. A judge sided with the property owners on appeal earlier this year. The Long Island Railroad will not bring back peak fares for the rest of 2021, even though the MTA reported the highest number of riders this month since the pandemic began. The railroad normally charges nearly 30% more for trips during the busiest travel times. This was suspended in March 2020. The iconic Big E Fair is set to open today in West Springfield, Massachusetts. It was canceled last year because of the pandemic. West Springfield imposed an indoor mask mandate that also takes effect today, and it will apply at the fair. And COVID-19 vaccinations will also be available at the Big E, which runs through October 3rd. A new report by the state's comptroller finds that despite years of government programs, 1 million New York households still have no access to the internet, and many in rural areas, including parts of the East End, have limited access to inadequate services. Karen DeWitt has more.
Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says the 1 million homes without broadband represent 14% of the state's households. Many of them earn less than $20,000 a year.
There still is a digital divide, particularly in rural parts of the state, and for lower income New Yorkers who don't have access or can't afford a home subscription.
Others can't get access to high-speed internet services. The report finds that many predominantly rural areas remain underserved, with either no availability of cable or fiber optic network services or access to just one company. The comptroller spoke at a bipartisan event in the city of Hudson in rural Columbia County. Existing programs have had some success. New York contracted with private companies to expand services, and the federal government has provided over 326,000 households with $50 a month subsidies to purchase internet services. But the report finds that many obstacles remain. Cable and fiber optic companies have been unwilling to install service on country roads, requiring that homeowners pay thousands of dollars to finance the hookups. Also, they say the Federal Communications Commission significantly undercounts the number of households that have access to high-speed internet. DiNapoli says the state needs to craft a detailed strategy to identify exactly where the access to services are lacking and whether the people who live there need subsidies to pay for an internet service. Also, the House and Senate are considering a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that includes money for broadband. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great weekend.